This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Health officials worldwide are concerned about the numbers of people who are overweight, particularly in childhood, putting them at risk for a multitude of chronic diseases as they age. The World Health Organization last week published its recommendations for a healthier global population. The final plan will be voted on by member nations in May. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports.
It used to be that extra pounds were the burden of the well-to-do. No more. Health officials are worried about overweight children not only in the U.S., Canada, and Europe, but also in countries like India, China, Chile, Egypt, and Zambia. David Porter is an official with the World Health Organization, or WHO, and when it comes to the diseases that are related to obesity, Porter says the rest of the world has become westernized.
We're talking about cardiovascular disease, now the leading killer worldwide, killing about 17 million people every year. Probably 80% of those deaths are in developing countries. We've got countries like India and China with 20 to 30 million diabetics.
Problems that, as in the U.S., are directly related to the foods we eat.
What we're eating is food that's increasingly sugary, salty, fatty, food that's increasingly processed.
And on top of that, like in the U.S., people in developing countries are a lot less active than they used to be.
People who are not working in the fields anymore, they're not planting rice, they're working in factories, they're working in offices, they're taking buses, they're riding little motorcycles, they're not walking to the extent that they used to.
The WHO estimates that 300 million people worldwide are obese, 1 billion are overweight. The WHO proposal makes a number of recommendations, like limiting consumption of high-fat foods, sugars, and salt, and increasing consumption of fruits, vegetables, legumes, whole grains, and nuts. And, of course, getting out and getting more active, advice health officials have been giving for years. But in the context of an official international document, the advice becomes controversial, even threatening.
My name is Andrew Briscoe. I'm president and CEO of the Sugar Association here in Washington, D.C.
Sugar, says Briscoe, has been made into a culprit in the debate about obesity. And the industry, he says, is an easy target. The WHO proposal does not suggest actual limits for sugar, salt, or fat, but it does refer to an earlier document that did suggest limits. And that very reference is being challenged by Briscoe and other industry officials. That's because that earlier document suggested limiting added sugars to 10% of all daily calories.
In the United States, our average consumption figure is 15.7%, as calculated by the USDA. Therefore, if we were to implement the figure of 10%, we would be asking Americans to reduce their sugar intake by roughly 30%. And there's not a scientific justification for that type of restriction.
Many other big food and beverage companies have argued similar points, that there's not enough science to justify restricting certain foods and additives. Nonsense, say health officials who point to various studies linking obesity to food intake. But Briscoe says there are just as many studies that point to the need for exercise, and he says that's what the WHO should focus on.
Exercise is 50% of the equation, folks. We need to understand that, and we need to feel good about it and just get up and get out and get moving. We need to move. We need to pick up our feet and burn some calories. If we did that, none of us would be obese.
And Briscoe's concerned about another WHO recommendation, which suggests taxes on certain foods or fewer subsidies to the industries that produce them. The sugar industry, along with other food and beverage industries, has been heavily lobbying for changes in the proposal. The advertising industry has also expressed concern over suggestions that countries limit food advertising to children. Bruce Silverglade is a consumer advocate with the Center for Science in the Public Interest.
The WHO draft global strategy is actually very general, and it's surprising that the food and advertising industries in the United States have taken such a hostile approach to it, because basically it's a general policy recommendation to governments.
Silverglade says the spirit of the WHO proposal is to increase government's role in helping their citizens get and stay healthier. He says it's very difficult for people to do it on their own. Take, for example, the U.S.
in a society where billions and billions of dollars are spent advertising high-calorie, low-nutrient foods to children, where vending machines on every corner are filled with liquid candy, with soft drinks, where fast food chains have an outlet almost on every street corner, in that kind of food environment, it's very difficult for people, especially children, to exercise personal responsibility.
The WHO proposal will be voted on next month. If endorsed, the recommendations could be adopted by countries right away. Patricia Naiman, NPR News.